gentlemen.
How about his head? Not his heart, his head. Okay, his heart too. And while you're at it, I want his belt.
Jennifer, when Herb comes in, tell him Mr. Carlson likes to see him.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm here to see Mr. Carlson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Carlson isn't here.
I'm a very dear friend of his, since birth.
Not here.
Look, I owe him a large sum of money. I'm here to pay him back.
You can give it to me.
Say, haven't we met somewhere before? Or am I getting you confused with some gorgeous movie star? Where was it?
Youngstown?
Yeah, Youngstown, Ohio.
I've never been to Youngstown.
You're tough. I like that in abroad.
A what?
Lady. Oh, woman. Which is in now?
Mr. Carlson would like to see you. Not that, Mr. Carlson.
Yeah, what for?
He didn't say.
Sound important?
Very.
Well, I'm due for a raise, you know.
I'm in trouble, aren't I?
He wants your heart, Herb.
Really?
And your belt.
I think I left something in the car.
Ah, Herbert. Get in here. Right now. In here.
Oh, no.
Well, Herb, what do you think? What we have here is a commercial for Soulside shampoo. Shampoo that's exclusively marketed to the hip black customer. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Then why are we looking at a picture of this really idiotic-looking white man?
Mr. Carlson, this is a mistake.
Mistake? Well, Andy, it's a mistake. It's a $5,000 mistake.
What happened, Herb?
Well, it's supposed to be Venus.
Oh, we know that, but how did it happen? Come on, tell us before you die.
I'm not sure. Let's see.
Didn't you pay a professional photographer $150 to take Venus's picture?
Well, yes and no. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I paid the photographer $150. No, he wasn't a professional.
Well, who wasn't?
You?
Yeah.
You? Well, I take a pretty darn good picture.
Did you call this a darn good picture of Venus?
No, sir.
What happened here, Herb? Now, just really try and think, huh?
Well, this picture of me was on the same roll I took of Venus. I guess I told them to print the wrong number.
Well, certainly you proved the photo. Certainly you stopped by the printer. Certainly you were on top of things. Certainly you were not barbecuing when all this went down.
Certainly you know that there's one of these in every supermarket in town, and we can't even tell how good the shampoo works on you, Herb, because you got a hat on.
WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
All right. right, that's Huey Lewis in the news. Do you believe in love at 9:37? You got the doctor on the mighty KRP. Coming up next, from 1965, it's Junior Walker and the All-Star Shotgun kicking off another 20 commercial-free minutes of rock and roll right after this.
Hi, this is Venus Flytrap, and I want all my brothers and sisters out there to know that I use Soul Suds Satin Shampoo. So come here, do as I do. My hair is laid back and so am I. That's because I put the brakes on the flakes while conditioning too. So look for a life-size poster of me wherever they sell Soul Suds. And get a look at how great Venus Flytrap looks after just one use of Soul Suds Shampoo.
You got to stop using this stuff right away.
You guys call yourselves printers? There were 50 photos of a black guy in a tuxedo holding a bottle of shampoo, and one photo of a white guy barbecuing, and you used the white guy. I don't care which photo I marked. I made the mistake, and you people were supposed to catch it. That's what I pay you for. Don't you remember? I screw up everything. You should know that if it comes from me, it's wrong. Now, wise up. What's wrong with you guys anyway? Can't you get anything right? Idiots.
You should fire them, Herb.
I am. Tomorrow, I'm getting a new printer. Business is business.
And how about yourself? Do you think you should be fired?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I do. What do you think about that? I mean, they won't do it. Carlson's a marshmallow, and he's too nice for the job.
I would fire you.
No, you wouldn't. I mean, you couldn't come in here every day and stare at this empty desk. Am I right?
Well,
Fire him, Bailey.
Stay out of this, Les.
Do it.
Oh, Les, I can't.
Oh, hey. Nobody gets fired around here. They get assaulted now and then. But nobody gets fired.
Thank you. Yeah. Goodbye.
Well?
Well, if we pay for the signs and get him out of the stores, he will not pull his commercials.
What does that mean to us?
Well, it's a total washout, but we won't lose any money.
But we could have made $5,000.
Listen, this guy Sherman is letting us off the hook. I understand that he was tough as nails.
Let's talk about Herb Tarley for a minute.
Okay.
How much longer are we going to let this sort of thing go on?
I'll talk with him.
I'm not talking about a scolding, Andy. I'm talking change.
Well, you think about it for a while, all right?
Yeah, I will. Jennifer? Yeah, will you come in here for a minute, please? You know about this Sherman Soul Suds mess?
Yes, I do.
What would a prudent businessman do?
Give him another chance.
Big guy, here's the deal. I just fired the printers, dropped them like a hot rock.
You sit in that lobby for a little bit, Herb. I want to see you in a minute.
Okay, but make it snappy, all right?
He really doesn't help himself much, does he? Well, Jennifer, this is it. You just give me a couple of seconds before you send him in.
Yes, sir. Herb, get over to Hester Sherman Products right away and straighten everything out.
Big guy wants to see
me. No, he doesn't. Now go over there now.
I thought I'd call first.
Go.
I don't even know Sherman.
Well, just go over there and fix it.
Well, here he's tough as nails.
Go. Les. Mr. Carlson would like to see you right away.
What about?
The metric system.
I don't know anything about the metric system.
That's the problem, Les. Now get in there.
Hello?
Jennifer, do I have an appointment with Les Nessman?
Let me see. Les Nessman, Les... Yes, yes, the metric system, 1045 to 1215.
You're the one on the Soul Suds poster, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, I think Mr. Sherman would like to speak with you. Wait here. 1 second. Come right in, Mr. Turlock.
Thank you. I hear he's tough.
Good dog. Good dog.
Dan.
That's a girl.
Dogs don't like me much.
Sit down, Turlock.
Thank you.
Well, you really messed this one up, didn't you?
Well, yes, sir, I guess in a way you could say that, but let's just ask ourselves, how much trouble am I really in? I mean, how bad do you think that poster really is?
Very bad.
Well, Mr. Sherman, you know, I don't think it's as bad as you think.
Oh, really?
In fact, I have a couple of letters here from some very, very happy supermarket managers. Yes, sir?
Even though the posters just went into the markets today.
Actually, these are telegrams.
Can I see them?
Surely.
These are telegrams.
They're photocopies of telegrams.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, I called your station, mm-hmm. and I already made an arrangement with them, but after meeting you, I'm going to have to call them and change all that.
Well, good.
I'm so delighted you came down here.
It was my pleasure.
I'll call them right away.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Sherman, and let's do that lunch thing, okay?
You bet.
Venus. Now, don't worry about the signs. They'll be out of the stores by tomorrow.
Andy?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Mr. Sherman just called.
Yeah?
Well, he didn't really want to speak to anyone. He just said that he wants all of his commercials off the air, and he doesn't want to do business with us ever again.
What? Now, why? What happened?
Herb went to see him.
Why?
Because I sent him there.
Oh, Jennifer, I had this whole thing straightened out.
Well, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Please don't tell Mr. Carlson about this.
Well, I've got to.
Well, just give me an hour. Where is Sherman's office?
Well, what can you do? All right. He's in the Haste building right down the street.
Thank you. Just give me a moment to freshen up and I'll be on my way. Hello. I'd like to see Mr. Sherman, please.
Do you have an appointment?
No, but he'll want to see me.
I don't think so.
I have urgent business.
No?
If he doesn't see me now, he'll see me in court. The welfare of a young child is at stake.
I've heard them all before.
Well, I owe him some money, and I'd like to pay him back.
You're not getting in.
Well, all right, then I'll just wait.
You again?
Yes. Go right in.
Thanks. You said I could go right in.
Well, you can't.
Well, hello.
Who is it?
Oh, Mr. Sherman, I'm so sorry. This person got past me. You will have to leave now, Mr. Sherman. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I'm sorry, too. It's not her fault.
Oh, that's sweet. Get out.
Mr. Sherman, can you see it all?
No, I can't.
Not even shadows or forms?
No, nothing.
Well, then I guess I better go.
This way, please.
That perfume you're wearing, it's French, right? Very subtle.
Why, yes. It's a special blend.
That'll be all, Beeler. Is she gone?
Why, yes.
Sometimes she closes the door and stands there. She's tricky.
You're kidding.
No. She really doesn't think I know. Sit down, please.
Thank you.
Now, how are things at the old radio station?
How did you know?
We've talked on the phone. I may not be so hot at faces, but voices, never forget them, Miss...
Jennifer Marlowe.
And they sent you down here to change my mind, right?
No, I came here of my own accord.
Why?
Mr. Sherman, WKRP is a very unusual radio station. We hire some people that otherwise couldn't get jobs at another radio station.
Like that Tarlick fellow, right?
Exactly like that Tarlick fellow. I don't think I'd be spreading tales if I were to tell you that he probably couldn't get another job in the city, let alone the state. And, well, I like him. It's crazy, but I like him. And I'm the one who sent him over here, and I don't want him to get fired.
So you took it upon yourself to come down here and change my mind, right?
Yes.
I can't help you.
You're very self-assured. I like that.
I'm a perfectionist. When you're handicapped, you're always trying to show the world you can be a little better.
I know all about that.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty blonde, so when people meet me, they naturally think I'm dumb.
Oh, no, I didn't think so.
Well, that's because you can see through all that. And I'm sure you can see through me. I came down here because I thought a pretty face could help you change your mind.
I'm not that kind of guy.
I know.
Actually, it was your voice that changed my mind. I've always been a voice man. Listen, I hope this doesn't sound forward, you know, or dumb or anything. But, could I feel your face?
Is this some sort of sightless come on?
You're absolutely right. I'll settle for a handshake.
Oh, fine. All right.
Now, go quietly.
All right.
And don't let me even hear the door.
Oh, okay.
Look, Andy, she can't do everything. The guy is blind. Totally blind.
I mean, you gotta see Jennifer to get in the game, you know what I mean?
Thank you, Bailey. I'll take over now.
Sure.
Hey, well?
Delightful man. No problem.
So he's not gonna pull his ass?
No.
Great.
Amazing. Just amazing.
What's amazing?
Well, don't you get it? He's blind.
He's not blind.
he's pulling off one hell of an act.
It's not an act. He can see, believe me.
How well?
Perfectly.
What did you do? Wave your hand in front of his face?
Oh, Herb, come on. Give me a little credit. I'm not an idiot. Does Mr. Carlson still want to see him?
Yeah, good point. I'll get him and get him out of here. Okay. Good job.
Perfect! We should do everything else in Celsius from now on.
Oh, absolutely. No. Get back to me on that, will you?
Yes, sir.
I still want to see Herb, and I mean that, Jennifer.
Yes, sir, right away.
Good.
You owe me.
I know I do, and I'm sorry.
Well?
What is it exactly that you sell?
A super new staple remover we're quite proud of.
Perfect. Go right in.
Thanks. Sizzle, not the steak. Sizzle, not the steak.
Super new staple removers.
Oh, yes, you have them from 4:15 to 6 o'clock.